Noor Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.
They've been very reasonable. So I think we've had regime change. I mean, you can't do much better than that. The regime that was really bad, really evil, was the first one. That was done. The second was appointed. And they're gone. They're all dead, other than one who may have a little life in them. And then they're really in the third group, and the third group of people that seem to be much more reasonable. It truly is regime change.
U.S. President Donald Trump says regime change in Iran has been achieved. But has it? As more U.S. troops arrive in the region, he says Iran's new leadership has been very reasonable. Mr. Trump says the U.S. and Iran have been meeting both directly and indirectly. The U.S. president maintains they are in talks with Iran and that a deal is almost in sight, a claim Tehran denies. Earlier this week, Pakistan said it was prepared to mediate talks between Tehran and Washington. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. operation in Iran is well ahead of schedule. Mr. Rubio says they will achieve their objectives in what he describes as a matter of weeks, not months. In the ABC America interview, Mr. Rubio said Donald Trump has several options at his disposal and that the Department of War is preparing for various other contingencies that might arise.
The Iranians are threatening that they're going to set up some permanent system in the Straits of Hormuz where they get to decide who goes through international waterways. That will never be allowed to happen. By the way, the rest of the world should take note of that. They have more at stake there than we do.
The U.S. president earlier suggested that American troops could seize Iran's Karg Island oil export hub. And then his repeated claims to be making diplomatic progress contrast with his ramping up of threats against Iran. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says the Iranian officials are appearing more reasonable behind the scenes in talks.
Despite all of the public posturing you hear from the regime and false reporting, talks are continuing and going well. What is said publicly is, of course, much different than what's being communicated to us privately. As a result, President Trump issued a 10-day pause to postpone planned strikes on Iranian power plants and energy infrastructure.
Earlier, Donald Trump had threatened to obliterate Iran's power plants, oil wells, and possibly water desalination plants if a deal was not reached in what he described as shortly. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that the war on Iran had achieved more than half of its aims, without putting a timeline on when it would end. He told U.S. broadcaster Newsmax it's definitely beyond the halfway point and that he doesn't want to put a schedule on it. Meanwhile, in Australia, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the U.S. president should acknowledge the economic damage caused by the war in the Middle East. Mr. Albanese told the ABC's 7:30 program that the world needs to see an end point and that he wants to see more certainty about the U.S. objectives in Iran.
I want to see any objective of what is to be achieved by further conflict rather than negotiation. And I want to see an end or a de-escalation to the conflict there.
Mr. Albanese says the original stated objective of the attack on Iran was to stop them getting a nuclear weapon, one that he says has been clearly achieved. Foreign Minister Pani Wong says no one would have predicted that Iran would have reacted the way it did, striking some 12 countries within the first 3 days into the conflict. She told ABC News it will be a good thing for the global economy and Australians if the talks lead to de-escalation in the conflict.
We want to see a return to negotiations and de-escalation. This conflict is having such an enormous effect on global energy markets and on the global economy and, of course, on the Australian economy.
She says the point of the regime change that Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has been making is one that she has been making for weeks, that ultimately regime change is in the hands of the people in Iran.
This is an unpredictable conflict. War is unpredictable. And the question is, how do the parties, how does the US navigate a landing point out of this conflict that is acceptable to it and to the Iranians? And I think that is what the US is seeking to do.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt insisted the U.S. military acts within the law and says it's time for Iran to make a deal.
Of course, this administration and the United States Armed Forces will always act within the confines of the law. But with respect to achieving the full objectives of Operation Epic Fury, President Trump is going to move forward unabated, and he expects the Iranian regime to make a deal with the administration.
Ms. Levitt says the U.S. president would also be interested in calling on Arab countries to pay for the costs of the Iran war. From fresh strikes to escalating military attacks, it's unclear if there is an insight to the war in the Middle East. But one thing is certain, it will take a while for stability to return in the region and for the broader international community to recover from the impact to the global economy. Helena Krishnamurthy, SBS News.
Insight Now has a dedicated live channel on SBS On Demand. That means episodes of Insight play back-to-back non-stop. Go to SBS On Demand, scroll down to the featured live channels, and then select Insight. It's that easy.